All right. So I didn't see anybody else saying they were coming.
Valerie said she can come.
Valerie is. Okay.
You're going to get some time off, though, because I've got something else on in an hour. So and she's got to leave as well. So you're going to get an extra little space, which will do you good.
Good. I will go out and get a run in.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Yeah. All right. So you mentioned something and now I want to remember. There were a couple of things I want to chat with you about. One is really getting down that. Congratulations on the strategy sessions going well, but you got to seal the deal.
I have. Right there. Did another one today and didn't seal the deal. So I absolutely have. I was thinking that myself, but at least I've got over that hump of not even holding them for months, you know?
Right.
So, but what I had today, it was so useful having the addition to my breakthrough form. And I now don't let people have a session unless they've filled in the breakthrough form. But this one was the one I talked about a week or so ago that she'd put that she could only afford less than $500. And then when I was talking to her, I said, well, this is what I have for less than $500. I said, I noticed from your breakthrough form, I took her through the whole process and she'd never done any mindfulness or meditation before. So that was something that was very new to her. It's going to be quite hard for her to get into. So I went through and I said, I noticed from your breakthrough form that you can only afford less than $500. During our conversation, I found out she'd had a personal trainer before lockdown. And so she's not somebody who doesn't invest in her health. And she said, yes, well, if it was right, I would be able to afford more. So it's always worth doing that rather than just rejecting her on that.
Absolutely. I found that there were two of them that paid me $5,000 when they said the max they could pay was $1,000.
Yeah. So she said she was very interested. So I told her about the Hot Women community, which is this $2,000 a year thing. And then I told her about the Hot Women Plus, which includes enough one-to-one consultations with me for me to be able to prescribe bioidentical hormones. And she was wanting to go with that, even though that's $4,200 a year.
But but it's monthly. That's the difference, right?
Yeah, well, she can pay you monthly. She can pay monthly. That would be $375 instead of $200 a month. And also when you convert from dollars to pounds, it's actually quite a shrinkage as well, which psychologically makes a difference.
Yeah.
Because she's a UK person.
Yeah.
So she said she wanted to go and talk to her husband about it. And then I didn't book the actual follow-up call, which is what I have to do.
Yeah. The two things, when they leave the call, there's one of three things. It's either absolute no, either because you don't want to work with them or they absolutely say no, there's no way, you know, and you realize it's not a good fit. Number two, it's a good fit and there's potential and you absolutely book a follow-up. When are you going to talk to your husband? Let's talk on Friday after you talk to your husband. How's 2:00? Does that work for you? Great. We're booked, right? Or three is if they say yes, you collect the payment. Every single one of those people that paid me the $5,000 on 8 calls, I took the time to share my screen. I pulled up my order form. I said, okay, let's get you signed up right now. Cause you know, I only have X number of seats in this, right? And I only have 2 left, but you could say that I can only take this many people a month for this. Or there is a limit cause you're only one person and there's only 40 hours a week that you can, you know, maybe 20 hours a week that you're, you know what I mean? So don't make it something you feel comfortable
with. Scarcity makes a difference.
I have a limited number of seats and I have 3 more conversations I'm having this week. So I'd really like to hone you in. Great. So you pull up the form and you, okay, let's get the exact spelling. Let's get the exact, make sure I type this right. Then when you get to what's your form of payment? You type in the credit card. Is that okay? You decide if you have an option, if it's an Infusionsoft, you have an option of full pay or payment plan. Here's the options. You can either do full pay, which is this, or payment plan, which has an additional, you know, fee. What do you want to do today? Now, if they're not sure, right, you still don't let them go. If they go, oh, I'm not sure, I might be able to pull it together to do full pay, but right now there's not enough. You go, great. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to put you in for payment plan and you'll pay me whatever it is, $300 today. And then as long as if you make the decision that you can do full pay, you just let me know before the next payment's due and I'll give you the full pay. I'll just convert it to full pay. And if you have full pay bonuses, no worries, you'll get the full pay bonuses as well. Right. And then you get it. I had two that I did that to because they didn't have the cash right then. And they said, but I really want to do full pay. Great. And they did. And only one of them that did payment plan.
Great.
Yeah, it's just you coming from that place of, this is so good for you. I am so excited about us working together. Let's get this sealed. And as soon as you do, you get something booked. You go, okay, let's schedule our first appointment. Or right after this, I'm going to send you a list of lab tests I need you to run. Or you get them to do something. You can even give them something to do, right? You give them a link to a book on meditation that you want them to read, or a recorded meditation, or something that's from the thing that you can give them a link to right away.
Yeah.
And that seals the deal.
Yeah. I've got one person who's already paid me for the Hot Women community for next year.
Yay.
And so that's the 2000. She's given me the one pay, so the 2000 a year.
Nice.
I haven't been able to send her anything because I'm not ready. So what should I send her straight away?
Do you have a recording of you leading somebody through a meditation? What's her hot top problem? I would send, if it's a menopause thing, then I would send her something from your course, just an ebook or something, a direct link to an ebook or something from the course that you think is really applicable to her right now. I do this a lot on my Gold Plus calls where I'll say, oh, it's on the site. You can go here. But I go, I'm going to give you the link directly to this Eating for Bone Health book, because based on your Dutch test, your 16 hydroxy's too low. And we really want to, you know, support your bones while we're working on your hormones. And I want you to go read this book. So I just give them the link.
Yeah.
You can do it right in the chat. But if she's already signed up, then just send her an email.
Yeah.
The other thing I would do, if it's a big commitment like that, send her something physical, send her a card, send her a supplement, send her something that's just a physical thing that she got.
Yeah.
That says she's committed. You have so many, you have USANA products, you have skincare stuff. Think about what she would like the most, even if it's just like a trinket of some sort, you know?
Right.
A stone, a crystal.
Maybe the toothpaste that's got postbiotics in.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. And then that is a sample of the kind of stuff you do. And that could lead to, oh, how do I get more of this? I ran out. I love that toothpaste. How do I get more?
Yeah.
Then you get, you know what I mean? So what can you do to seal the deal? I'm going to start doing more of that with the high stuff. I mean, we send a binder to people who sign up for NEPT, but I want to send something more to them so that they feel like, you know,
nurtured from the start.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kendall did that all the time. She would send a book and it had a pretty purple wrapping on it. And she always sent something. And there may be some books, like a copy of one of your books that you print out and bind.
Yes.
Right. A smoothie book. You can do that. There's ways to, even with, it used to be called Create Space.
There's lots of sites on there. There's Lulu, for example.
Yeah.
And get them print on demand sites.
Yeah. Yeah. We use Vervante for that.
Vervante. Yeah, that's what Lisa Sasevich uses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So something like that they physically get. We do the roadmap, you know, the roadmap. So when they join ERC, they get this binder and they get the roadmap. And, you know, it's really kind of cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
But good job. I mean, so follow up with these people who did say yes but didn't pay yet.
Yeah.
Like the one that said they'll do it in they don't want to start till January. What I would do in that particular case would be to say, I want it. Great. Let's just get a deposit booked. You know, what would be comfortable for you to book a deposit, right? Whatever you think that might be. And you can just actually create, here's what you can do. You can go into Infusionsoft and you can create a product called deposit, and it's $1. And then when they say you know, you can vary it, because would a $500 deposit to hold your spot, would that be comfortable? I understand it's Christmas time and there's a lot of expenses, but I want to hold your spot I don't want, you know, I don't want to lose that. I want to know how, what's a good deposit that I can book. And then you go into that and you put quantity, 500, 250, 20, whatever it is, even if it's a dollar, you get them in there for the deposit.
Yeah.
Okay. And there was something else you put there and I said, oh, I'll look at, I'll talk to you about it.
The other thing we're going to talk about particularly was this. So what to do with people who, so there's two groups of people. There's people who contact me directly on social media and want, you know, ask, basically they're asking my professional opinion without payment. And then this lady is somebody an IRSPT person who hasn't invested in ERC or any PT, who has sent me her hormone results and wants my opinion. We had two strategy sessions.
Free.
She's contacted me after the first one, free. She contacted me after the first one and said, oh, I'd just like your opinion on something. And I said, well, I don't do ad hoc sessions, and you've already had a strategy session. And then when I was getting back into doing strategy sessions and I needed practice, then she contacted me again. And I said, well, let's book you into a strategy session. So we went through it again, and she seemed to be about to buy the Hot Women program plus. In fact, that's why, it's because of her that I put the Hot Plus together, because there's always going to be women who want the hormones, but I'm not going to give them the hormones without the education. And therefore the Hot Women Plus is ideal for them. And I've calculated everything for that. And so she hasn't bought yet either, but then she contacted me this week. And said, oh, I've contacted the GMC. Now, the GMC is our regulatory body that strikes people off. And she said, I contacted the GMC and they don't have anybody who can prescribe my bioidentical hormones for me. So since you're the doctor I trust, would you? So I said, no. And then I sent her the costs for the Hot Women program and Hot Women Plus, even though I haven't done a sales page for it yet.
And then
she came back to me the next day with her LH and FSH levels and everything, saying, what do you think of these? I said, I've sent you the details. I don't give this information for free. And she said, oh, I just wanted your opinion between friends. I said, no, I was about to send it, and I haven't sent this message that I texted to you that was basically, you're asking my professional opinion, and I've already told you what.
Yeah.
So I need to create a template email that I can send to these people.
Yeah. And I think it goes before that. I think we need to get something in place to even prevent those kinds of emails. Yeah. So I think some kind of an agreement that you have for when you do a strategy session, right? So, hey, I'm giving you this for free to see if this is a good fit for us to work together. And if you want to continue with my services, so even it's a follow-up after this was, you know, and I only do one free strategy session for a person just to see if it's a good fit. If you want us to work together, if you want me to be looking at your labs, here's what your options are. And then you lay out your options.
Yeah.
Okay. And then if they do after that, usually that thwarts them because they're like, oh, you know, and if, especially if it's an agreement like that, I don't know if it's possible. We can talk about this. If you're doing a free strategy session, right, that they sign up for, that their confirmation email is great. I'm so excited. I can't wait to talk to you. I do these as a courtesy to help people to make a decision, a healthcare decision before investing a lot of money. So the typical charge for these strategy sessions is $350, whatever, right? By coming to this, you agree that you only get one of these or something along those lines. And that if you require additional support, this is not really a coaching call per se, right? It's not for me to look at your labs, right? You really outline what this is for.
Yeah.
This is for me to ask you questions and find out about your health history.
Yeah, I think she was the one who sent me loads of labs when she booked her original strategy session.
I think that's once they book it, you give them the explanation of what this session is for. And, you know, even I was been talking today with my team about a process, right? The nutritional endocrinology method. We're going to be trademarking that, the nutritional endocrinology method. I follow the nutritional endocrinology method. And what we do in the nutritional endocrinology method is we start with a history. We start with really listening to what your concerns are, what you've done, what your habits are, to see where we can support you. And then labs come later.
Yeah.
You can blame the method that you follow.
Yeah. Right. So Valerie is saying, trying this one. So I posted the link that was in the email into her chat and into the NEPA thing.
Yeah, if you just click on where it says invite and click copy link, it's under the list. I asked Zoom over and over to take that off of people's thing. So you can't be on a call and invite somebody else that only I can, but they haven't done that. So if you just copy invite link and stick that in there.
Will do.
Yeah. That's weird. But I think it's so important. I think it was Laura Ricci who was coming on calls, and she said it was like this kind of thing. Like people were stepping on the boundaries. And I said, you have to establish it really early on. And yes. Then they won't, because people are, most of them are ethical. And if they're not, then, you know, yeah.
They're not my ideal client then.
They're not your ideal client, right.
Yeah. You know, and I've always had doubts about this lady. But, you know, my heart goes out to her and everything, but she's going to be one of those heart sinks, whichever way. So the only way I really want to work with her is sort of in a group situation, you know.
Yeah. And then as far as a letter to send to her, let's talk about that. Let's craft that. Yeah. Or you can show me what you put together.
My son's just got back from London, so I've just let his dog out to see him.
I'm going to go fill up my teacup again.
You do that, and I'll just...
my teapot instead of on the other side of my desk. On my desk, I think, for the winter. In the summer, I don't use it so much.
Hello, Dan. How are you?
I'm all right.
How are you? I'm all right, thanks. Natalie's upstairs. Okay. Yeah.
It's always nice to see those kiddos.
Oh, yes. Well, it's the funeral tomorrow, so.
Oh, right.
So everyone's coming home for that.
I'm just looking.
One of the things that I've invested in is quite a lot of small cost items. Is a lady called, here we go. Goddess Boss Academy, Melissa Ingold. And her things are fabulous, and I've got loads of email scripts. So with templates. And once you've got Infusionsoft set up and you know what you're going to put in the footer and everything, it's actually really easy to just transfer these over. And I use this to deal with a complaint once, which is really great.
Awesome.
So I'll just share with you.
There's Valerie.
Aha, hello Valerie. Yeah, so.
I empower you, Kate. I love it.
Yeah.
I don't know if she can hear us yet.
Soon.
All right.
Right, so this one is just little excerpts to put in, including how to fire a client, which is great.
Nice.
I mean, it's so invaluable, these things. Like, thank you so much for entrusting your business or your health to me. At this time, I feel we're no longer a good fit. I'll be happy to continue working with you until such and such a date, at which time I'll turn over your project to another coach of your choice. If you need recommendations, I suggest contacting so-and-so or so-and-so. I've worked with each of them and I know they'll do right by you. It's really great, aren't they?
Yeah.
I've really just recently decided to take my business in another direction. Anyway, so we want to look at turning down a project, responding to criticism, responding to unjustified criticism, dealing with
frustration,
gently requesting payment.
There you go. That might be one.
No, this is just for repeat.
Oh, like if they don't pay their bill.
Yeah. And in addition to these, I've got a full, full emails. So
you didn't start to write it yet?
No, apart from the WhatsApp message. And I just figured, no, this needs to be official and in the Oh, here we go. Client or lead engagement emails. Sorry, I haven't shared my desktop. I've just shared my thing. There we go. Okay. So client lead engagement, emotional trigger, new subscriber welcome. You see, special offer, cold list re-engagement, lead conversion, list segmentation, new affiliate, new customer. I need to go through the new customer email series again, because that's exactly what I wanted to cover today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so good to have what I call story starters.
Yeah, yeah, she's really, really good. Social media. Okay, so let's go with this and see what else there is. Do you want to see if get some feedback from Valerie on how she is?
Yeah,
I've got my share for the minute while I have a hunt.
Okay, hi Valerie.
Hi, had trouble getting in. This has been a interesting day, I'll say.
Well, what's going on? You tech challenged, or is Mercury going into retrograde again?
No. Well, I don't know what's going on. Well, for this, I was with a client, a work client, and I didn't realize what time it was. And then I couldn't get in. And then I had a vendor calling me. I was like, oh, Lord. I had three phones ringing at one time. So anyway, but I'm here. I just, I can only stay for a little bit, though. Okay. So just wanted to update you on what I'm doing. I'm still working on my skin guide.
Okay.
I did have somebody working on a logo for me, because I'm doing all of that. I have come up with the another opt-in, and I'm actually, my biggest thing that I'm going to work on this weekend is to get a schedule down to start the email sequencing, because I don't want to wait too late to do that. So I have that. That is what I'm going to be working on. I have me a little cheat sheet here that I'm going to
be. The email sequencing for after they opt in? Is that what you mean?
Well, after they opt in, but just to start mentioning things with that. I'm kind of doing it along with the this little book launch that we have going on. I have that going on too.
Oh, that you're one of the authors. Yeah.
Yeah, one of the authors, because I want to with that, I'm going to actually put a little, however I work it out, a link to that upcoming skin program. So
nice.
I have that. So I'm trying to do it all together to make it more simple. Yet?
Do you have dates when you want to start this program?
We talked about doing the launch at the end of January, 1st of February.
Right.
So around that time, I'm going to have to look at it again, because with the launch of this co-author book thing, we have stuff going on through March. So I'm trying to coordinate it so I'm not overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And so I don't have skin breakouts.
Right.
You can't have a skin breakout and have a skin program.
Skin program, no.
That's true.
So I've got to look back at the dates as to when all that's played out. But all of that, I'm working on all that this weekend.
Right.
So that I can have that more succinct and just flow with
it. And it's so freeing when you have the dates laid out and you know exactly what you need to get done when, as opposed to all of a sudden these three deadlines loom at the same time.
Yeah.
And you're feeling overwhelmed.
So that's really what I'm working on, is that part. And my goal is to have that finalized no later than Monday, because my other thing that I'm working on, I'm working out my schedule so that I can make sure that I'm finished to graduate in March. That is my thing to do. So I'm pressing myself to get all of that done, because I want a clear head so that I can go back through the modules and make sure I have things done, because I am graduating in March. That is not
perfect.
An option.
Woo, woo. And it's Lisa. Well, Lisa and Annette reached out to you to say
yes,
you are graduating and we're going to push you. Yeah. Because they're
yes,
going to do what Tony and I guess it was Tony and Kim did
yes,
last year.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Is to get a group and then really like hold your hands and push you through.
Yeah. So, yeah. And I'm in a better space in a lot of ways to be able to get that done now. So this weekend I'm hardcore dates. I haven't even given them my work schedule because I told them my work is going to have to revolve around this. Because good. This is me. This is what I enjoy doing this. And I will continue to thank you for the opportunity, because just doing the things that you've allowed us to do has boosted my confidence so much. So, and I want to keep doing that to even build my confidence more. So
awesome. And I just want to say to you that you are a superstar. I don't say this to everybody. Okay. You are a superstar. You are a natural orator. When you get on your Facebook Lives, it's like Valerie speaks, everybody's going to listen. It's like that minister up on there, like the pulpit, and going, this is the truth. And this is what you need to follow. You are natural. Right. And you have the opportunity to reach tons of people with your message. And I just want to ask you, how are those Facebook Lives? Are you getting good feedback on them? You feeling more confident with them?
I'm feeling more confident. I'm getting better with Facebook. Whew, that is a issue. I'm getting better with Facebook, and I am getting responses. I'm interested in how it went today because I did medicinal vinegars, but I have had people joining in. I'm still trying to work all of that, but I have been getting great responses.
Great. The next step there for that is an opt-in, right? If you have you already have an opt-in, right?
Uh-huh.
So you just put that in there. Hey, for more information, you want me, you know, follow up with me. It doesn't matter if you have anything to sell them after that.
Okay.
Right. And some of them might say, hey, how do I work with you one-on-one? Cool. Right. But you do that and you just keep, you know, you keep sending them stuff every week or every week. And then when your skin there, they love you already and they're ready for your skincare line, your awesome. Program.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what I'm doing. That's, and I'm going to get it done.
You're going to get it done. So what support do you need from us to make sure that happens?
Right now, I don't know until after I get everything on paper on Monday.
Yeah, I think when you get it, okay, cool.
That'll help me better Monday to know exactly what I need.
We will be accountable to getting that posted. And so I want you to post in the Facebook group that says, hey, you know, and that Allie, if she does this time, no pressure. She always does this thing like, what's your ahas from the meeting, right? So, and it helps you keep you committed.
Okay, awesome.
Okay.
Awesome.
Cool.
All right. But that's what I'm doing. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Awesome.
I will listen to Allie for a little bit, but then I'll have to pop back off.
Okay, great. Well, I'm glad you popped in.
Thanks.
So Allie, we're talking about something that may come up for you, which is that she had a free strategy session with someone who decided not to work with her, but then reached out again later and wanted her to do labs. And she had, you know, been a while or whatever. And she set up another strategy session with her. And now she's writing to her and giving her labs and saying, hey, can you just look at this? And she's trying to get this like person to say, look, if you decided not to work with me, I can't. Oh, just between friends, let's do it. Like, we're not friends.
Exactly. It's like Seth said the other week that she'd had a strategy session and the person sat there and said, oh, I just wanted to be friends. So it's getting clarity. But I just had this light bulb memory from Kendall Summerhawk, Rosemary. Do you remember? She says, I would be happy to comment on your lab results. This was my interpretation of what she said. I would be happy to comment on your lab results just as soon as we have a contract set up, payment has been received, and we have had our initial session.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's just remembering. So some of Kendall's stuff did go in.
Oh, it is. It's in there.
And the ones that we've got here from Melissa. So one thing for closing the sale after a strategy session, she's got, we're filling in our next schedule. We'd love to get your project in the calendar. When should we plan to get started? And another that's one awesome. Is, when we spoke on such and such a day, we talked about how I can help you with, and then 3 to 5 discussion points. I've cleared my schedule for such and such a week. So all that's left is to sign the contract and get started. And then another option she's got is, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with me today. I'm excited to get started on this project. As we discussed, here's how I can best be of service to you, list 3 to 5 points. I'm available to start on this as early as such and such. When can you send me the contract so we can get started?
That's perfect.
Yeah, they're great, aren't they? Yeah. And then earlier on this sheet, setting boundaries. This one's a good one.
Boundaries.
So there's there's about five setting boundaries ones. Because of the huge volume, so as you know, I've had another client who's contacted me at midnight on social media chat, you know. So because of the huge volume of email I receive, we require that all product communication be limited to our teamwork account. That way, nothing is lost. Thanks for your understanding. Another one is, as you can imagine, dealing with distractions can cause everyone's projects to be derailed. For this reason, I have a policy of not answering unscheduled Skype or phone calls. Should you need to speak with me in person, please schedule an appointment here.
This is for clients who are already signed up for a program. Exactly. Okay, got it.
But at least it gives me some stuff to come back when people are contacting me.
And here's the thing. If someone... this worked beautifully for me because I'd get that too. 10 o'clock at night. What was the name of that brand? They call me like on the phone.
Wow.
What was the name of that brand of vitamin C you told me to take? This was after they had like, it was like $150 initial comprehensive consultation and they hadn't signed up for ongoing. And so I started to write, like when I was explaining to them, here's your options after this. I don't do one-offs. I only do packages. I have this package, or this. This package includes email support in between our meetings, right? Or phone support or whatever it might have been. This one does not. Which is the best program for you? So then if they took the one that didn't include it, if they had called me or emailed me, then the comment would be, oh, great. Is it that you want to, do you want to upgrade to package number two so that you can have this email support, right?
Yeah.
I noticed that you took package number one, which doesn't include email support. And later, you know, you set them up as templates so you can go and you can have an assistant later that sends those things out. But people have to see their boundaries. And I was saying earlier, I remember a call with Laura Ricci. She came on one of our coaching calls and she was having a similar situation where they were like calling her and I said, okay, you need to have this contract. And I gave her some ideas. She created the contract and the problem went away. Right.
Yeah.
You just have to be really clear with people.
Yeah. It's boundaries and
it's boundaries.
You push your boundaries if they're weak. And that's something that I need to stand in my power over.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. I think you have it handled.
Yeah, there's lots of really good things. And I knew there would be here. It's just finding or making the time to put it together, you know. So many things to do. I've got
There's always so many things to
do.
Yes.
Life, right? And you have to prioritize what you do first.
Especially when you're tempted to buy three things in the Black Friday sales.
Oh boy, I addressed that in my email, my Thanksgiving email, like how tempting it is and how many things have you bought that are sitting there that you didn't like. So just join my this for free. That's how I approached it. Just, I'm not going to sell you anything. Just join this for free. Yeah. And we've made $2,500 on that free thing.
So awesome.
Because I had a $27 upsell in today.
Yeah, I saw your upsell. I just signed up for the non-upsell one and it's great.
Sneak peek, we'll be putting any PTers in the upsell sequence anyway. So we're just not announcing that.
No, that's fabulous. So I invested in something called Phrase, which is quite incredible, but it sort of does the research for you about what questions your clients are asking. So if I just really, really quickly... So Phrase is through AppSumo. So Phrase, I typed in menopause and hormones and it came up with about 100 questions that people are asking on the net.
Mm.
And it's come up with, average word count, some sources, things that you can put into an article or you can outsource to your blog writer. And here, I'm just going to move this over. We've also got...
So it's a little, it's beyond keywords. It's really giving you phrases and... Nice.
And so, it's like giving me old long tail keywords without me having to work on it, you know?
Yeah.
So pleased. And that was only like, under $100 or something. And then the other one was...
One of my favorite Black Friday things that I buy every year is I use deposit photos for pictures, nice pictures. And they always have this special of like, pay $39 to get 100 pictures. And so I bought like 300 or 400 pictures to have in my library so that it lasts me.
Yeah. And are you able to choose, or is it a set 300 or 400? And are they good ones?
Oh, no, no. You just choose whatever you want. You just get access to their database.
Right.
And you just choose pro photos at will. And they have, I love them because they have great photos.
And who is that?
Depositphotos.com.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And it's a nice search. I mean, most of the pictures you see in my presentations, et cetera, are from Deposit Photos.
And then the other one I invested in is Publer, which is like Meet Edgar scheduler, but it's a one-off price rather than X amount every month.
Oh, so nice.
Meet Edgar is really, really good. And I love
expensive.
It.
It's like $50 a month, right?
Pricey, exactly. Yeah. It's $50 a month, I think, £35 a month. And so this, I mean, this is just a page I've opened on it, but I'm just getting to the hang of it, and I'm not going to spend time on it because I've got other things to spend time on. And then what I wanted to show here is, before I go off to my hypnotherapy session, I actually have adjusted at last the Excel spreadsheet.
Oh, with the dates. So yeah. So
the dates,
this, because you need to, now that you've sold one of those programs, you have to commit.
Yeah, and especially as the Hot Women program includes the Menopause Success System. Mm-hmm. So I've got to do both. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, it's so slow.
Mine is too. I'm gonna have to reboot after this because I have so many windows open that it's like takes forever for anything to open.
I know that feeling. Here we go. Okay, I will close down some other documents. The thing about the Microsoft Office things, they always take up so much energy. Yeah. No, I just closed you. Anyway, I got the template working by adding in the figures, and it's just really cool. So with the Hot Women program, I'm going to have, each month I'm going to have one of these virtual workshops on, say, libido or incontinence or bone health. So really specific to menopause. Whereas before I was thinking, oh, but I want to have adrenal and I want to have thyroid, which I do because they're all part of the perimenopause as well. I'm going to have it just as a virtual workshop, so not a full course. And so I've got brain fog recovery, pain-free in your 50s, bone health success, libido success system.
And you're going to do one of these a month for this club.
Yeah, and I'm not going to do all of these days.
This is to build you a library.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I mean, that's what's happened to me with the vital stuff. I have a library of 108 different health topic.
Oh, great.
108 different kitchen shows, and I can use them. I can package them as bonuses. There's just so much you can do when you have content.
Yeah. And I thought with each virtual workshop, I would also do a small marketing thing for people outside the Hot Menopause, the Hot Women community, because then it would be like a teaser so they could get to see how I work as well.
Yep.
So
that's a fee-based, right? Not a free.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, like $47 or something like that. You know,
okay.
Easy, $47.97, $67, you know, something under $100.
Yeah.
To give them an idea. But, you know, if there's a way that they can only, let's see, if it was $47 and they did 12, right? So let's say 50 times 12, that would be, how does that, I want to make sure that you're not sabotaging the full program. So if the full program's $200 a month.
Yeah.
And they wanted to just do that part of it, and they did it for 50 a month. Would that be like, oh, I don't need that whole program. I have this, right? So maybe it's 97 a month.
Yeah, it would come to 597 more over the year if it was just 47.
Yeah. So if it's 97, then they know that it's going to be $1,200 across the year if they want to come to all of them. And if they pay 2000, they get the whole club, that they get all that plus all the other stuff with you.
So with the, these are the dates for the Hot Women and the Menopause Success System for getting things started. I've got some dates in November there, but because I've got templates and things, it should be okay. for my emails. I just got to get my head around it. And really, I just feel like I need to have, I've got to have somebody that I'm working with. You know, now that I'm beginning to make sales, I feel I need to have somebody to delegate some of this stuff to.
Yep. Yep. And the thing is, if you even have just one person in this, right, it's going to incentivize you to get more. Whereas if you have nobody in it yet, it's like, I'll get to it. But now you have to deliver and you're going, I'm delivering all this for one person. This is not a good use of my time.
That's right.
Right.
Okay. So there's the dates.
And I will tell you, that's how Vital started. I just decided to do this after a green cleanse, and I called it the Green Eat Green Be Lean Club. And I offered all this stuff for like $10 a month, and I got 6 people to join.
Oh no.
Oh my God, for $60 a month, I'm giving all this hours and hours of stuff. So how do we do this? How do we expand this? What do we do? And I grew it into Vital, and we ended up charging like 20 a month or 27 a month. And then we ended up at one point having like, I think our highest was 600 people in it.
Yeah.
But they weren't all paying. Some of them were free. Like you'd give them 2 or 3 free months when they did another program. And then you get it, you know, you get attrition. You get a large attrition rate from that, but it grew and, you know, yeah.
Yeah. Brilliant. And I'm also going to do a monthly lab test focus, which is going to be like a half day or a full day virtual VIP day again. So the beginning of it will be going through a particular lab test, and then the rest of it will be sort of then bringing lab tests that they've agreed to share.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea because people love anything related to interpreting labs. Love it. Every email that we send that has something to do with labs, they are like all over it. At least that's my community, right? My community is what I call the geeky health nerds.
Yeah. But I found that most of the people I've had strategy sessions with in the last 2 weeks have been quite geeky. They've done a lot of work. They're already taking some supplements. They're already eating quite clean compared to, say, my NHS patients. So I'm attracting the right people now. The chap who initially signed up for a $6,000 6-month program, it was $4,000 6-month program, actually buckled out and said he'd wait until January. But it did make me wonder about having blokes in, even as private functional medicine clients, because they're not my ideal clients. Even the fact they're there on my mailing list makes me worry about sending out my menopause-based emails.
Yeah, so here's the thing with that. You identify your ideal client, and then you take people who may not be fitting it perfectly. So the guys that are gonna, like I always say, like ERC, this year we have like 6 guys in ERC. Like normally we don't, you get 1 or 2, but they're the really cool, sensitive geek. You know what I mean? They're different than the average guy you're gonna meet that's, you know, at the bar watching a football game, right? I had a great conversation right before this with Steve Borish, who is in ERC this year. And I just adore the guy. He's just so, you know, they're so real. And he's geeky. He wants to know what's going on in his body. So I would say probably not the best fit for the group coaching calls on, the group program. But
no, I was offering just the one-on-one because he's a CEO. Yeah. So I knew he'd be able to afford it. It's just how he chose to invest his money. You know, he said when he was talking about the cost, he was saying, we have an expensive lifestyle, you know, I'm not sure, you know, so it wasn't that I can't possibly afford it. And I just wanted to have that conversation to give me a boost of, you know, a look into another way of looking at my costs, my pricing, so that I stop thinking that nobody can afford it. Just, you know, even having the conversation was helpful.
It's not whether they can afford it, is whether they're willing to allocate the funds to it at this particular time. For some people, obviously, they can't afford a $6,000 coaching program. I mean, it's real clear when that happens. But, you know, when people talk about their vacation home in Hawaii and they talk about their last month's vacation here and they're wearing a Rolex and, you know, there's some obvious signs that it's not an issue of can't afford. And for you, here's what I would like to impart for when people use that, well, I'm not sure, we have an expensive lifestyle, is always go back to what their big why is. Okay, I understand that. You already have told me though, you have told me that it's really challenging for you when you go on vacation and you're not able to keep up with the tours or you're not able to do this. So really going back, and if you were to get your stuff in balance, or that you're scared about having a heart attack like your father did when he was your age, right? Whatever that is, you bring them back to that, right? And you mentioned, you know, I understand we have to figure out what the best use of our money is and how do we allocate our time and money. And what you told me was this was what was important to you.
Yeah. Brilliant.
And if it's a timing thing, they want to start in January, right? It's always give them incentive. Well, if that's what you want, let's just take a $500 deposit right now to hold your spot. And then we'll start the full, you know, the payment, the rest of the payment in January when you're ready to begin. That way we hold on to your spot.
Yeah. Good. That's brilliant.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I better dash.
Yeah, me too.
Minutes to go upstairs for my hypnotherapy session. So, Barry, if you've got some time, you can have some special time yourself.
That'd actually, lovely. I got a dash too.
Great. You now I'm going to go for a run then.
Yay.
All right.
Have All right. A great Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.